It is 9:30 this Wednesday. It's going to be a mix of sun and cloud today, going up to a high of 4. It's currently -4, -10 with the wind chill. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
The Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra's 20th Century Platinum Masters Concert is taking place this Friday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at Martin Grove Collegiate Institute. With us to talk about it is Mark Whale, the concertmaster of the orchestra. Good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, indeed. Now, I understand that you're currently auditioning conductors. You don't have one at the moment.
That's correct, yeah. For this season, we're having a different conductor per concert.
Oh!
We're on to, I think, our fourth at the moment, and then we have one more concert. This conductor is Oliver Balabuski from, he conducts in Barry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wonderful.
And let's talk about the program.
Yeah, the program is really to die for, particularly as a concertmaster, actually. So we're playing Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, which I can say a bit about. I mean, obviously, it's a 20th century work written at the end of the 1930s by Shostakovich as an apology, in a sense, to Stalin, who was very upset with him because he apparently had committed formalistic errors with his music. It wasn't music for the people when he wrote Lady Macbeth of the Minsk, which is an opera. And so he was severely rapped on the knuckles, and he came out with this very kind of diatonic, tonal, in other words, tuneful piece of music, which apparently was this apology to Stalin. But of course, it's filled with ironic wit, and you know, far from really the triumphant end that it appears to be. It's just dripping with the irony of the whole situation and the terror and despair, I think. So it's really quite a dramatic work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're playing the four last songs from Strauss.
Which are exquisitely beautiful.
Which are exquisite, as you say. So they're four songs, and they're really written at the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about, you know, death, in a sense, but it's a wonderful vision of death, the last song being Into the Gloaming, or Im Abend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when my children were younger, I used to kind of play pieces of music in the car, and I was playing the last song, and it goes da di da di da di da, and I was saying to my daughter, who was six, I said, "So, who's this by? Do you know who's this by?" And she says, "It's Beethoven."
Ah.
I said, "Beethoven? No, it's not Beethoven." And she said, "No, it's that tune, da da di da."
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. And I think there is a real connect. I mean, Strauss had to have that kind of sense, that the ode to joy, the brotherhood of man, that sense of community, that we're all unified in his last incredible song.
And yes, and also in these songs, or in anything by Richard Strauss, you have to have lungs for days. The phrases are so long.
That's right. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And just one last thing. It's got the most gorgeous violin solo in it. It's got some gorgeous horn solos in it.
Mm.
So the horn is always representing Strauss,
yes,
and the violin is representing his wife.
Uh-huh.
But it has the solo solo to die for. Yeah.
And you're playing it, of course.
I'm playing it.
Yeah. And is it the first two pieces are the words are by Hermann Hesse?
Yes, I believe they are. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about you have podcasts. That you're creating.
I'm developing a series of podcasts. Yeah, so these podcasts are really about listening to music. So I'm interested in not really in kind of analyzing music or talking about the composer. I'm interested in what musicians and music lovers hear when they find a piece of music interesting. And so what my plan is, and I'm hopefully getting funding from Humber, where I work, is to create a podcast per concert, and the podcast will feature a piece of music that will be played in the concert, the upcoming concert, and we will have a number of kind of participants who then listen to that podcast. listen to me talking to the conductor, say, about the four last songs.
Yeah.
And actually really pinpointing things in the music, listening to the music, and saying really what's interesting, and then seeing how much that helps them to have a heightened experience in the concert itself.
Have you ever conducted yourself?
I've conducted. I used to teach, so I used to have a string orchestra. But I did actually conduct one of the rehearsals this year. It was an amazing, because we are in the process of finding a conductor.
Yes,
There was this one rehearsal, and I loved it.
I was going to ask, have you thrown your hat into the ring?
No, I haven't. My wife decided that my passion is playing the violin. So,
And you feel similarly, of course, I would hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming in today. And it does sound like a wonderful concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention, did we mention that the soprano is Alison?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Alison Arendt.
Yes, because that would be totally remiss of us to not mention the singer.
She has an absolutely gorgeous voice.
Yeah.
And the other thing I didn't mention was actually the first piece we're playing is called Jest, and it's by Royden
Tse. Yes, it's
and
from
it
a competition.
That's right. So we have, with the EPO, we have a young composers competition. And this year's winner, or the winner, gets a sum of money and gets the piece performed.
Fantastic.
It's actually a delightful piece. It's sort of very Gershwin-esque. Very well written.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate your coming in today and talking about this. It sounds like a wonderful concert.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Concertmaster Mark Whale about the Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra's concert 20th Century Platinum Masters. It's happening this Friday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at Martin Grove Collegiate Institute. For tickets, call 416-239-5665 or go to EPO Orchestra.ca.